Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kufchov Gimel Amud Aleph. In the second volume of Mishnah Brura, we begin a brand new siman today, Siman Reshit Aleph, which is a very complex siman which deals with which has a priority in brachos. You have various fruits, vegetables, and other items in front of you. Which one should you make the brach on first? Now, the Mishnah Brura has a introduction over here, which we'll go through first before we start this siman inside in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah is found about 6-7 lines down by the new paragraph, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, "He named it Meisha Siman Hazeh Rabu Pratav, because this siman has so many details to it. I'll therefore write a short introduction to it. And it's based Tanan Brachos Menal, the Gemara and Brachos discusses there in the Mishnah. If a person has in front of him several different species, so Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, if you have in front of you from the seven fruits, the seven fruits that Eretz Yisrael is praised about, from the famous Pasuk, Eretz Chita, Sora, Geffen, Tena, Rimon, Eretz Eishem, Ludvash, you have from those Zayin Minim, all of whom Mevarach. Rabbi Yehuda says that's the one you should preferentially take first and make the Bracha on it. However, the Chacham disagree with Yehuda, and they say, Mevarach Leizim and Shirtza, you have your freedom, feeler's choice. You can take whichever one you want. Visa b'Gemara Amarula, and the Gemara tells us that Ula says, Machlokes, this Machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, which one you should go first, Shivas Minim, or whichever one you want, that's only Kishibechose and Shavos. That's only if they both have the same bracha. For example, they both make a bar pre eitz, could go Zayitz v'tapuach. You have an olive in front of you and an apple. In that situation, Rav Yehuda Savar Min Shiva Adif. Only in that situation, the Rav Yehuda say that the Zayi should go first because it's from the Shivas Minim. And the rabbis tell us that no, if you prefer apples, so then you can take the apple. If you prefer the olive, take the olive. But if you're dealing with two disparate brachas, for example, Kigon Snon, you have a radish for Zayis and an olive. They have one, the radish is a Bar Pri Adoma, and the Zayis is a Bar Pri Eitz. Then, Ula says that both Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim both agree, Diri Akol, Mevarach Hazeh, Vechozeh, Mevarach Hazeh. You make the bracha on one, and then you make the bracha on the other. Now, Vinei Yesh Deos V'Poskim, there are two different opinions over here in the Poskim. The Rav Mehem Poskuk Rav Yehuda. Most Poskim, according to the Mishnah Berurah, hold like Rav Yehuda, which is the Min Shiva Odit, the fruits from Eretz Yisrael, Mishtabcha, that is the preferred bracha. Vizel Mashakos Sifalov. And that's what the Mechaber is going to tell us in a moment when we start reading Sifalov. However, V'yei Shepasku, there is a minority of Achronim Shepasku Kechachom, like the Chachom. And this is the opinion of Zildasa Rambam and Mu'a Sif Beis. This is the opinion of the Rambam that we brought down in Sif Beis. V'gan Be'im Bechosim Shavos Yesh Deos Poskim. And this was when the brachas were the same. But even when the brachas are different, for example, our case of the radish and the olive, so there are also differences of opinion amongst the poskim. Number one, Yesh Omrim de Kavanas Ula, some say that Ula was only saying, when he said that you have a fielder's choice, you can do whichever one you want, Hainu de Kivan Shein Bechosim Shavos, that's only because their brachos are not the same. And one bracha doesn't exempt the other bracha. You make the Bar Pri Adama, you still have to make the Bar Pri Eitz. Vice versa, you make the Bar Pri Eitz, you still have to make the Bar Pri Adama. So therefore, in that situation, Ula said you can do whichever one you want. Lo shaykh is el is that klal. One has nothing to do with the other one. So what difference does it make which one you make first? It's your choice. If you want it, you make the snow and bari piradama first. Even though, even if the olive is from the Zayin Minim, and it's also more dear to you. Nevertheless, if you finish it for whatever the reason, making on the snow first, you can. However, that's one opinion of Ula. The other opinion within Ula, the Yeshomim, the Kavanas Ula, others say that Ula's intention was that in fact you can make whichever one you want first. And therefore, Yevarach Mimel Alachovitzlo. Therefore, Mistama, the person, will take the one that he likes better and make that one first. Now, the Elush Deadeos Niskorim Gam came to Sif Aleph. These two possibilities of what Ula is saying are also found in Sif Aleph over here, the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Furthermore, we'll also define how we define chaviv, which is dear to you, which one you like better. Do we say, is it the one that, in general, you like better? However, right now, you may not prefer that one, so we still call that one the chaviv. Or do we say, that even though, in general, you like fruit A much better, right now you happen to have a preference for fruit B, and now fruit B is called the one that's chaviv. So this is also machlokes that we'll come to. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, anything that is first in the order in that pasuk, as we'll see, that means it's really closest to the word Eretz, because the word Eretz is written twice. This pasuk, which describes the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, praises Eretz Yisrael, for its fruits and grains, hu mikudam lebracha. That one comes first in the pasuk, and that one therefore comes first in the bracha. And he says this is true afilu asheni chavil lo yosi, and this is true even if the one that's later in the pasuk is more desirable to you right now. Nevertheless, you go on the earlier one of the pasuk first. And he points out, however, as I already said, we call makom zayis who called him legefen. Aleph comes ahead of a grape. Why? Bishum dechazinon shechilek akosuf. Because the Torah, when it wrote this pasuk, it wrote Eretz twice, because of Eretz Pam Sheni, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. So you see, Zeis Shemen, which is just olives, comes closer to the word Eretz, because at the beginning you have Chita, Sora, Geffen, so Geffen is third in the order from the word Eretz, versus Aleph being the first next to the word Eretz. We see we have the word Eretz written twice. The name of the Zayis Rishon Somach Eretz Basra. The Zayis is the first word after the second Eretz, and therefore the Geffen Urak Shlishili Eretz, and the Geffen is the third in the order. It's Chita Saora Geffen, and therefore, when you have the choice between the Aleph and the Geffen, you make the Brach on the Aleph. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Bari Pru Eitz or Bari Pru Adama Kodl Mishako. Both of these two Brachos take precedence over the Brach Mishako, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'yesra Pratim Yivar Hakol Bifnim. We'll see all the rest of these dinim inside when we start this simon in a moment. Tisha footnote number one brings down the explanation brought down by the Darkei Moshe why we say that a Dover Chaviv takes precedence to something that comes from Eretz Yisrael. Noach lo levarach lo tchila, l'shabeach es kono basheru oved. Because even though the other fruit is praising Eretz Yisrael, the one that is dear to you is something that you have more of a willingness, so to say, to go give a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu because it's very dear to you. Tisha footnote number two brings down a machlokes as to this concept of kadima. Is it only on the bracha, or is it also on the eating of the item? Must you eat, even if you're not making a bracha, must you eat the item that is chaviv or the item that is from Eretz Yisrael first? I eat in Tisha footnote number two for this discussion. Tisha footnote number three brings down, when we define chaviv, do we say it's chaviv is taste, or is chaviv something that's healthy for you? So he brings out for Shlomo Zalman, Shehachoshuv mitzad habrios kodim. If you have a food that you really like and a food that's healthy for you, so the food that's really healthy for you, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, is the one that's called choshuv. Rav Pinchas Scheinberg disagrees. Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal says, Shaolcha mitami brios. If someone's eating something because it's healthy for him, but he doesn't really like it, eino nechshav choviv. That's not called choviv. Tisha footnote number five brings down, in a situation where the din is that you have to be mocked in one fruit to another, the Prima Gordon writes, Linyan Hakdomas Pas Lachitim Pas Saorim, in regards to the preference to have bread that's made from wheat rather than bread that's made from barley, Shemisheno Makdim Nikra Varyan. If somebody doesn't follow the order that the Chazal laid out, he's called a sinner. Vavra Devei Torah, and he's actually going against the words of the Torah, V'yitochin Shu Bar Nidui Umako Mardus. Such a person is a bad person, he should be excommunicated, and he should receive rabbinical lashes, punishment lashes, because he's going against the words of the Chazal and the words of the Torah. That's how strict this din of Kadima is. He then brings down in the footnote that for a bracha achrona, you also have a concept of preference, and that a bracha achas mi'ein shalosh, an ala milchia type bracha, takes precedence usually to a bori nefashos. Now we begin Simon Yurei Shud Aleph. In Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Hoylefon of Mine Peres Harbe, if you have in front of you a number of different fruits, Im Birchoseim Shavos, if they all have a bori priyates on them, V'yesh b'neyem imin shiva, the Mechaber brings down as his first opinion, if you have a choice there between a fruit that you maybe like better, or a fruit that's from the Zayin Minim, so Makdim Min Shiva, you take the bracha on the fruit from the Zayin Minim and pater everything else, even though you don't like that as much as you like, let's say, the apple. You have a grape and an apple. You prefer apples, but you make the bracha on the grape, according to the first opinion. Even though you prefer the apple, you have to make the bracha on the grape because it's from the Zayin Minim. However, if you don't have fruits from the Zayin Minim, you have an apple and an orange, so then you have the choice. Whichever one you like better, apple or orange, that's the one you make the bar priyates on, and it exempts the other one. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Aleph says, when we said hoyu lefonav, it means v'davka k'shagam daito hoyu lechu mikulam. You have 35 different fruits in front of you, but you're only going to eat one. So it doesn't make any difference which one is from the Zayiminim, which one is chaviv, which one is this, which one is that. If you're only eating one, so then it's not cool that you have all these fruits in front of you. When you have all these fruits in front of you, when you have a shaila, is when you're going to eat all the different fruits. So then which one do you take first? But if you're not going to eat all of them, then it's not a shaila. You only make the bracha, obviously, on the one that you're planning on eating. And you don't worry that there are other minim that may have a higher priority if you're not planning on eating them. Likewise, hoyamein kulam lefanav, if they're not all in front of you right now and they're going to be brought out later on, you're allowed to make the bracha on the one that's in front of you right now. Or, osha'ein daito lechol mikulam, as I just explained, if you have no intention of eating the other ones, you certainly are allowed to make the bracha on the one that you're intending to eat right now. He says, "Ein shayach bazeh din kadima." In all of these situations that I just brought down, the Mishnah Berurah explains there is no din of kadima. Kadima only applies when you're going to have both A and B. So then, which one comes first? But if you're only eating A or you're only eating B, then there is no shayach. The issue for number 6 explains it's based upon a Ramah that we'll learn in Sif Hei. And the Ramah over there writes, Legabe din kadimas pas, in regards to breads, which one comes first? Shedine hakadima heim ba'ofen shirotz alecho mishtam. The din of kadima only applies over there if you're planning on eating both of them. But if you're not planning on eating both of them, so then you're allowed to take whichever one you want. You don't worry about the other one, even if it's more dear to you in general. You certainly are not required to go eat something that you don't want to eat because of the din of kadima. However, he does it, if everything is equal in front of you, you don't really care right now whether you're going to have A or B, you'll have one of the two. So then it's a mitzvah and a mulchar to go and take upon the preferred of the two. If both of them are in front of you, you're only going to eat one, take preferably the one that has the higher kadima in terms of priority. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis, he writes, if they both had the same bracha, kigon anavim v'tapuchim, so then in that situation, Sif Katan Gimel, you take mimin shiva. You take preferably the one from the Zayin Minim. Rotsulam, right? Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shinishtapcha Eretz Yisrael Ben. These are the ones that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. From the famous pasuk, they say Eretz Chita, Sori, Gef, Mtena, Rimon, Eretz Zeshem, and Udvash. And we've already explained Zeshem and Hudavar Echod. That's one thing it means. Zayis Sha'os Hashem. And it means an olive that goes and produces Shem, but it's talking about the olive. And likewise, Udvash, it doesn't mean honey. It means Hainu Tumarim. It means dates. Sha'osim Mehen Vash, that make from them honey. Sivkot and Dalit, Makdim in Shiva. In that situation, you have to take from the Min Shiva, according to the first opinion of Mechaber. And he says, Vafilu Uchatzi Pri, Vasharim Shlemim, even if it's a half of a grape and you have a full apple, then you take still the half of a grape. However, if you have two grapes over here in front of you, oh, Shishneim Einam Min Shiva, or you have two apples in front of you, then Makdim Asholim, then Shalem, a full one, takes precedence over a half one. Vafilu Mechatzi Chaviv Yoser, and even if the half one is more dear to you for whatever the reason, Shalem Odiv, the more complete one, has precedence. Sivkotin Hey, Afalpi, this is true, even if the other one is more dear to you. You should go according to first opinion of Chaber and take from the Zayin Minim, because the Malas Min Shiva Odiv, the Mishnah Berurah says, because Zayin Minim has precedence over Chavivos. Sivkot and Vav, Makdim and Chaviv. However, if they both have the same bracha, and neither one is from the Zayin Minim, then you can take the one that you prefer. Hainu Shirag Elios Tomid Chavilov, the one that he says is normally preferable to you, Ukili the Kami, as we'll learn in a moment. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and he writes, Vim Ein Bechosim Shavos, if they don't have the same bracha, for example, one is a Bari Priya Eitzah, one is a Bari Priya Adama, so Afilu Yesh Bami Min Shiva, even if one of them in that situation is for the Min Shiva, obviously that would be the fruit. And he says, for example, you go in Snon Vizayis, you have a radish in front of you, which is a Bari Priya Adama, and a Zayis, an olive, which is a Bari Priya Eitzah. So then, in this situation, Ezim him shiir tsuyakdim. You're allowed to pick whichever one you want. The Zayin Minim doesn't take precedence. Vafilu en chaviv. And you can even pick the one that for whatever the reason you don't like as much, but for whatever the reason you want to eat that one first, you'd be allowed to do that. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin explains the kivin, the ein echad poter chaveiro bibrichoso, because neither one is exempting the other one. Each of them has to make its own bracha. Ein shayach kan shum mailo bakti muso. There is no concept over here of one taking precedence over the other, and therefore the ezer shiir to yavarch lov, and you have the right to go and make the bracha on whichever one you want, the ochel kodem, and then you can eat that one first. And this is brought down in the name of the Rosh. Sif Katan Ches kegon tznon uzayis, the afko bezeh. He gives this specific example, the bechas at tznon bar pi adama. That makes a bar pi adama. Avol hoyadova. But if it was something that you had an olive and, let's say, a piece of meat, then you have to make on the olive first, where we say that everything makes precedence over a shahako. Back to the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says, V'yesh Omrim, he brings down another opinion over here. This is in the name of Tosus, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, in the name of Rav Haigon, and the Smak. Shegam bozet tzorech lahakdim echoviv. Even in this situation, when you have a bori pri adama on a tznon and a bori pri eitz on a zayis, which the first opinion said you could pick whichever one you wanted, this yesh omrim says here you also have to take the one that is more choviv to you. The nikra choviv, and we define choviv, hamin shiragulios choviv love, the one that is most often the one that you could say is the one that you like better, even though right now, chavitz bin hasheni. So if normally 9 times out of 10 you'd prefer A over B, right now you happen to prefer B over A, then chaviv is still called A, even though right now you want B. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess explains, Sviruluhu, this opinion holds, the gamba zeh shayach malas hakadima, even in this situation when you have two separate brachos, which the first opinion that we brought down said, since one is not patuin the other, the Adama has nothing to do with the eights has nothing to do with the Adama, so therefore you can pick whichever one you want. There's no rhyme or reason why you should pick one over the other, even if one is from Zayim Minim, and even if one is Chaviv, if you want, you can take the other one. But here, this opinion, this Yesh Omrim, says that there is a concept of Choviv when you're dealing with two disparate brachos, and you should Levorech al Hamin Echad Tchila, and one specific one, the one that's Choviv, should be the one that should go first. However, El the Sfira Lehob, that this opinion still does hold, the Lo Makdimin was the Min Shiva, that the Min Shiva doesn't necessarily take precedence. The Olive doesn't take precedence over the radish because it's an Olive from the Zayiminim. It would only take precedence if it was more Choshev, and likewise the radish would take precedence if it was more Choshev. El HaChaviv Lo Yoser Yakti Menu, the one that he holds, and as we explained, under normal circumstances, 9 times out of 10, he holds that one to be Modia, so that's the one that he should eat right now. Levarech Halav Alecho Tchila, he should make the brach on that one and eat that one first. However, if there is no distinction, he doesn't like one better than the other, 5 times out of 10 he'll have the radish, 5 times out of 10 he'll have the olive. Then, this opinion holds that you should make it on the min shiva. If there is no true precedence in chaviv, so then you go to the next level, which is zayin minim. We'll learn this in Yitzha Hashem later on. What the Vilna Gaon says, "V'ayin in the bir halacha, mashakazav shem achronim, the ikor kishe yesh omrim azeh." That we halacha l'maisa paskin like this yesh omrim, that you should still take into account chashivos, and if all things are equal, then you could take into account zayiminim, because shehu das rova poskim. This is in fact the opinion of the majority of the poskim, and he says, "V'gam dafilu l'deh arishona," and even according to the first opinion that said, feel this choice, do whichever you want. You don't have to take chashivas into account, you don't have to take zayin minim into account. Whichever one you choose, for whatever the reason, to make the brach on first, you can. He says, even according to that opinion, you can pick whichever one you want. So he says, why would you not pick the one that most shitas alike? So if this shita, the first shita says you could pick A or B, but the second shita says you should pick A, so then, even according to the first shita, go and pick A, because you're certainly okay within the rights of the first shita, and you're certainly mechuyev to do so according to the second shita. That's the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot Yud, Jutei Kamin, Shiragu, v'chulei. We define Chaviv as the one that, under most circumstances, the majority of the time, that's the one that's dear to you. U'mashma, divri aposkim, di'isnai kach. This is what you should do. Yivarech lamin shiragu liyos tomit Chaviv of love. So if you have A and B, 90% of the time you like A, 10% of the time you like B, and that was one of those 10% of the times. So still make the brach on A, and taste a little bit, eat a little bit of A. And then eat the min that you really desire right now. And then, after you finished off B, then you can go eat the rest of A. But make the bracha and eat on A first, and then eat to your heart's content B, and then if you want more, go back and eat the rest of A. Sivkot Yud Aleph, Apilu Ato. Even if now you prefer B, but if most of the time you prefer A, so we said make the bracha on A, will become Makom. However, if in fact you chose to make the bracha on B, even though you're going to eat both A and B, but you chose to make the bracha on the one that you normally don't like as much, but now you do prefer for whatever the reason, Gam King Yesh Lo Amilismoch. There are poskim that say that that's the correct way to go, because the Yesh poskim Shesovrim, there are those poskim that say, and this is brought down in the Sharon Sion Ozayin as being the Rambam and other poskim, that say, the Chaviv Nikra Mashu Chaviv Olav Achshav, that we define Chaviv as what now is Chaviv to you, not what in general is Chaviv to you, and it brings us down to the name of the Taz. Finally, Dirshu, footnote number 10 says, Im yesh lo shtei chatis chus chala, if you have two pieces of challah, v'yachas mehem shirayim shol tzaddik, one of them is the leftovers from a great tzaddik, and many people have the custom, especially chassidim, that they take the shirayim, the leftovers from the tzaddik, and eat it. There's a special segula to that. And therefore, it's chaviv olav. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that in this situation, shiyavarech aleh, that you have the right to go and call that chaviv. Even though it's exactly the same taste, and maybe it's even smaller than the other piece. It's dear to you for a non-physical reason. It's dear to you because of a spiritual reason. That's called choshev and yachdim levarech aleha. That concludes today's shir.